Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and stargazer. I'm also a huge fan of history. As you know, I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
If you were on TikTok last year, you probably saw the dance to Space Girl by Francis Forever go viral, and it's a really catchy song. And they even joined me on the podcast for our March 27th episode to talk about how that catchy song sparked their music career. But on this day, in 1992, another space girl took off into an exciting unknown, and that was Mae C. Jemison. Mae C. Jemison was the first African-American woman to travel into space. Women of color are underrepresented in science to this day, which makes her achievements all the more impressive. Let's look back at how Jemison made history. Mae C. Jemison was born in Alabama in 1956. As a kid, she was fascinated by space, especially when she saw a black woman in space on the TV show Star Trek. In the original series, actress Nichelle Nichols played Nyota Uhura, who has since been portrayed by Zoe Saldana. Even Martin Luther King Jr., Barack Obama, and Whoopi Goldberg have talked about how Lieutenant Uhura helped them see themselves on screen. Jemison was a teenager when the Apollo missions that landed the first man on the moon took place. She later said about this time in her life, quote, "Everybody was thrilled about space, but I remember being really, really irritated that there were no women astronauts." After high school, Jemison went on to attend Stanford at age 16, and of course, she experienced sexism and racism in the classroom. Still, she got involved on campus as the head of the Black Student Union, and she was such a talented dancer that she could have pursued performance as a career. However, she made the decision to pursue a medical degree at Cornell University. As a doctor, she worked for the Peace Corps in Liberia and Sierra Leone, providing medical care to volunteers and researching vaccines. For more on the Peace Corps, check out our March 1st episode. When she came back to the U.S., Jemison returned to her early interest in space, applying for NASA's astronaut training program in 1987. Interestingly enough, Nichelle Nichols, the actress from Star Trek, had worked with NASA around the same time to recruit diverse astronauts. But Jemison's inspiration this time stemmed more from astronauts like Sally Ride, the first woman in space, and Guion Bluford, the first African-American in space. After 5 years of training, it was time for Jemison's ascent into outer space. She was part of the mission STS-47 on the space shuttle Endeavour, which ran between September 12th and September 20th, 1992. This was a joint mission between U.S. and Japanese astronauts, and when Jemison started her shifts on the spacecraft, she would say, "Hailing frequencies open," a quote from Lieutenant Uhura. As a mission specialist, Jemison conducted experiments in life and material sciences. The goal of the mission was to conduct investigations in microgravity. She studied weightlessness, motion sickness, and did experiments with bone cell research. Also aboard the mission were Jan David and Mark C. Lee, the first married couple in space. Previously, NASA had an unwritten rule that married couples couldn't go into space together, as it would, quote, "disrupt morale." But the two astronauts who met during training kept their romance a secret. The couple got married shortly before leaving on the mission, and it was too late to make any changes. Now, the unwritten rule is a written rule. All in all, the astronauts on the mission logged exactly 190 hours, 30 minutes, and 23 seconds in outer space. That's about 8 days, but Russian astronaut Gennady Padalka holds the record for the longest time spent in space. Over 5 missions, he logged 878 days in space. That's more than 2 years of his life spent among the stars. After her work with NASA, Jemisin, now 64 years old, worked on a number of nonprofit educational projects and even wrote several children's books. But to bring it all full circle, she appeared on a 1993 episode of Star Trek: Next Generation. Now, let's talk about music. Today, in 2003, the country musician Johnny Cash died in Nashville, Tennessee at age 71. After serving in the Air Force, Cash wanted to become a radio announcer, but he got signed to a small Memphis record label and found himself in the studio with stars like Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley. Cash portrayed himself as an outlaw, but he never served time in prison, though he was in jail for many misdemeanors. Still, he was known for performing free prison concerts, and one of his most famous songs was called Folsom Prison Blues. Over the course of his career, Johnny Cash wrote over 1,500 songs and released 96 albums. That's mind-boggling. Still, his legacy lives on. Artists like Sheryl Crow, U2, Bob Dylan, and Bruce Springsteen credit him as an influence. And now for today's final segment, I'll be looking back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a September 12th in my life. It doesn't look like I did anything super exciting on September 12th in any year of my life. In September 12th of 2015, I went to Trader Joe's. The next year, in 2016, on September 12th, I was at school acting as a judge in a mock debate. I was really glad that I got assigned role of judge because I didn't have to pretend to be any old historical white dude, and instead I could just say no to whatever things people were offering at that debate, which was very fun for me. The following year, in 2017, I did some dance rehearsal things at my high school, and I ate a moon cake with some tea. That was very delicious. I miss it. 2018, it looks like I went to school again. And then in 2018, I was at school. 2019, I took a bunch of photos of myself, I guess. I liked my outfit. And in 2020, I lay in my own bed and took photos of the fact that I had clip-on bangs. And I put them on a stuffed animal and took a photo of that too. Not very exciting, but tomorrow we have a better fun fact, so hang in for it. Thank you so much for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.